second hour on Wednesday, the 26th day of July. We have with us my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. That's why we play the music from Raiders of the Lost Ark. And he's the author of, I believe, 12, 13 books, More in a Way, As He Finds Time, and a weekly talk show host. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I like the music.
Well, I was hoping you would. That's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
I want to begin our conversation with one sentence. This is one sentence from an article published July 21st. The author is Hunter Fielding, published at newsaddicts.com. And here's the one sentence. It's a sentence from a study conducted by the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, whose founder was Stephen Kirsch. The study found that could not find evidence that a single unvaccinated Amish child has ever been diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, autism, or heart issues. That probably doesn't surprise you, does it, Jim?
No, I had been in Amish communities, and one time I was driving down the road, and there were these Amish young ladies selling strawberries. So I stopped and bought some, and I said, you know, I'd like to go visit. And they go, oh, yeah, just right down the road, go there. You know, so I did. I got there, and there was a big house. It was a summer day. The students were all in a classroom, and you could see the teacher there in the classroom. And there were some young people outside working, and pretty much everybody was working when I was there. And I asked them if I could send them my books. Only the hardcover ones. Nothing that would play in a computer, right. No discs, nothing right. Like that, just right. The books. So I did. I sent them the books. But, just very respectable people, very, very healthy. You could see that in the bright eyes. And like you say, no peanut allergies, you know, none of that stuff that's so common today. When you were growing up, did kids have problems eating peanuts?
No, not at all, Jim. I've been in an Amish classroom myself recently on a case I was working on, and an American classroom of just regular American kids. And the difference between the two populations of students is shocking. You don't need to be any kind of credentialed professional to see the difference. The Amish children have clear complexions. They have this healthy glow about them. They're well-behaved. They're respectful. The kids from the general American population don't have clear complexions. They don't have a healthy glow about them. At least most don't. They're fidgety. They don't pay attention. They're not respectful. And according to Robert Kennedy Jr., 57% of the regular American population children have chronic disease. I don't know what the percentages of Amish children having chronic disease, but I suspect no more than 1 or 2%. What do you think, Jim?
Well, it's probably about zero. And the reason
I'm trying to be optimistic there. It could be 1 or 2%, but probably zero. You're right. Absolutely.
Right, right. And, you know, the first thing you see, or what I see, is the skin, the quality of the skin, you know.
I mentioned that the healthy glow. Amish, the skin has a healthy glow about
right,
it. Yeah.
Right.
And it's obvious.
Right. And their eyes bright. The eyes are bright and
right.
And
bright, alert eyes.
Yeah.
Bright, alert, healthy eyes. Right.
Right. Right. And that's what kids were like when I was young, before shots came in.
And no obesity.
The first lineup. Obesity. The first thing I was exposed to was the shock vaccine, where they all lined us up in school, and the real reason for the rash of polio was because they were using like D4 in the fertilizer, and that was causing deformities in the kids. And so they give everybody the shock vaccine, stop using the fertilizer, and everybody gets better, you know. The
first round of vaccine didn't have the monkey virus, gave people the cancer, which is what I got the first round. It did not have the monkey cancer virus in it. The second round was my wife, who died from breast cancer, and there was an epidemic of baby boomers who got the polio vaccine in the late 50s. It was loaded up with the monkey vaccine, the monkey virus, polio causing virus in there, and it's been an absolute epidemic among the boomers who got that vaccine in the late 50s, hasn't there, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. And then also, that's just big business. I read a study at a chiropractor's office said that 75% of mastectomies were not required because they were misinterpreting the data. And so I don't know, that's a field that has a big question mark on it also. Did these women really have cancer? Was surgery necessary? Because the women go into the doctor, they're, 40 years old, something like that. The doctor says, you have cancer, you're going to die. Well, you have to have a mastectomy. And then, and everybody's in fear. And it's a big business.
It's a massive payment. A massive business, absolutely.
Transgender surgery now is the next big money ticket for doctors.
What's the top of your list you want to talk about this week, sir?
Well, you always ask me about archaeology. Yes. And so there's an interesting one here. And this is a recent discovery near Luxor in Egypt, which Luxor is a modern city, which is south and, of course, goes back to the pharaohs and much earlier. It's about 500 kilometers south of Cairo on the Nile River. Right, there's a big bend there in the river where Luxor is positioned, and a lot of the old, very big ruins were there, in terms of statues and things like that.
Right.
But they discovered all of a sudden the sand moved or something, and they discovered this major city there.
Really?
And this is just very recent. And so the first thing they do is the typical archaeology, which is just horrendous. They say, this is 3,000 years old. Well, where do they get that from?
Right.
They dig something up. There it is. It's the first time anybody's seen it. And they go, this was during the pharaoh such and such. Well, where do they get this from? It's just like a rabbit hat where they, pull out a piece of paper and that's how they decide. But the thing is, then they say this city was abandoned. It was not destroyed by some kind of physical catastrophe. And that's one of the biggest things that modern archaeology does, is negate the Velikovsky hypothesis that this entire region was tremendously affected and the whole world when Venus the Comet came through the solar system. So archaeology is complicit with the Carl Sagan version of the world, with that all of this stuff just happened and people walked away, but what you find are kids' toys. You find things that are in daily use which would not last if the people just abandoned. In like Göbekli Tepe, is another city which was discovered, which they. This is the one where they say the people took dirt and covered the city before they left it.
Yeah, right.
I know it takes for
one man to move one cubic yard of dirt by hand, even if it's not if it's loose dirt. It's a tremendous undertaking.
And you're going to do this to a city that you're abandoning.
Right.
Everything there.
Right.
Yeah, for, just absurdities where millions of people were living. Now, I could see if you lived in New York City, you might want to do that, but it'd be pretty hard to do. The reality is, though, that archaeology is complicit with the astronomy world in obfuscating real information from the public. And this is a perfect example of a brand new site that was discovered and how they push those narratives out without any causal, any research, without any understanding, without any ability to do that.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Luxor is in the Sahara Desert, I believe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's well within the desert, sure.
And in ancient times, that was a lush, green place with plenty of water, and you could grow crops, couldn't you?
Right. The Sahara, up until Roman times, there was still a lot of growth on the Sahara Desert. And they went in and cut it all down. And, of course, it's an area that's prone to desertification. And once you cut all the trees down, just like it would happen in the Amazon, if you cut all those trees down, then the heat cycle would start where you couldn't form clouds over it to bring the rain. But, yeah, the Sahara Desert at that time was a lush green oasis, the entire area, with a lot of life and a lot of benefits. So you can only imagine how many other cities, and we're talking cities of a million people or more,
right?
Under that sand.
Before we get to our first caller, can't modern ground-penetrating radar find things under the sand now?
Well, it's more difficult with sand.
Oh, is it?
What they're doing, like in the jungle, like in the Central America, Yucatan, is with the laser, it's dirt, and so it's a different. You have the rock underneath, which is hard, very hard, and then like dirt, just regular old dirt on top of it with the trees growing, which the laser penetrates that very easily. But sand is a different story.
Okay.
Sand is compact and hard, and you might be able to do that to a degree. I'm not sure, but I think it'd be more difficult.
Okay. Well, that's a good explanation. I wasn't aware of that. Jim, we got a caller here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, I've heard you in the past talk about in August we go through a certain part of space, and you call it the return current sheet, and it has something to do why there's more hurricanes in August. Are you going to talk about that on one of your shows this month, and can you kind of tell us why, and what is it about this part of space that it's not like that in other parts of space we go
okay.
through?
Okay. Sure. So here's what's going on. You have an electric circuit in the solar system, and the driver is the fusion, which is in the upper surface atmosphere of the sun, and it's an excess current of protons, which comes out of the sun. And this is constantly going on, but you can't do that forever. You can't separate charge forever. So there's got to be a return current sheet that completes the circuit. And so that tends to be in one location, and it happens to be where Earth crosses through in about the month of August. It could range anywhere from July into September, but that's when the peak of the hurricane season, the peak of the aurora season, the peak of tornado season, and by the way, the opposite of that is February. A lot of people don't understand that February, if you look at statistics, is the biggest tornado month. And so those two sides of the return current sheet, the biggest part is in August, and it's like a big, broad snake. You can imagine it's moving around. So it's never in the same place. And the U.S. military, back in the 90s, I remember, the U.S. military put some satellites up, and they got this blast of electrons that was coming from Jupiter. So Jupiter and Earth were both in the return current sheet of August at the same time, and Earth got this huge blast of electrons from Jupiter, and so they couldn't figure out what caused that. So they called me up, and I explained it to them. And so, that's a case where they came out to me to explain what was going on. But that's the basics.
So that was my next question about they could observe this when other planets are going through this part of space and we're not. They're having the same electrical activity, right?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And so if you get, see, these are all in my weather book, I talk about the trigger mechanisms for triggering storms on Earth. And one of them is the August return current sheet. The other one is electrical alignments. And when these things add up, for example, another one is the new moon passing. The new moon, when the moon is out in outer space on the sides of us, it's out of our magnetic field. The plasma magnetic field. And so what happens is when the moon crosses in front of Earth, between Earth and the sun, it picks up all of the radiation coming from the sun and blocks it from Earth. So 2 days after the new moon, more or less, the moon moves out of the way and that solar wind comes pounding in and it compresses our geomagnetic field, the plasma magnetic field. And that is a trigger point. So if all of these things occur at one time, or if we're aligned with a comet, even a small one, then they can be trigger points. I have a story I talk about that 1999, in May of 1999, I could see that there was this little comet called Comet Lee coming into up and behind Earth, just a very good electrical alignment. And all of these planets, and it was on September 6th, I think it was, so we were in the August return current sheet, there was a new moon passing, all of these factors added up. And I said, wow, this is unprecedented. And in May, I predicted that on September 6th, there would be tremendous hurricane activity on Earth. And so the time was approaching, and everybody was watching this, especially my detractors. And we're getting 1 day, 2 days, 1 day away from September 6th, and there was nothing. And they said, hurricanes can't develop this quickly. McCanny's wrong. Aha. The gist was just outrage and laughter on the internet. And at midnight on September 6th, it all broke loose. And there were 60 hurricanes around the equator, all developed at one time. And like I say, the silence was deafening because wow. I had hit it months in advance. I had predicted that because I knew all the factors.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
The call number is 512-248-8252. Steve Quayle's a documentary on privately funded expedition to Mexico to recover archaeological artifacts. And they recovered quite a few artifacts, 8-10 feet down in the ground in Mexico, that are obviously of Egyptian origin. They have Egyptian hieroglyphics on them and so forth. And that probably doesn't surprise you either, does it?
No, not at all. Not at all. There's a tremendous association between the Mayans and the Incas and India, for example, and that whole southeastern Asia area of Vietnam and Thailand and Laos, Cambodia, all those areas were highly populated. And if you go down the Amazon River, there are tons of cities that have been buried in the jungle that are there and all related to that similar
story. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
Okay, I'm live. We're having some issues here with Skype. I'm sorry, I apologize. And this hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain issues, also check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we continue our discussion, how can people listen to your live radio show and to the archives, please?
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, which would be Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad in its 23rd year, commercial-free, and airs, and that's from Tower Number 2. The frequencies are on my webpage. You can find that. JMCCSCI.com is the look for the radio show, and it'll give you the frequencies to listen. It also streams on the internet from WWCR.com, Tower Number 2, and you can listen to it on any of the applications you might have on your phone. It also airs on Truth Be Told Radio Network at 6 p.m. and then re-airs Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on Truth Be Told Radio Network. So there's many ways to listen, but John, what I'm telling people is to get a shortwave radio and listen to the live show. And the reason being is because there might be some day sooner than later that we don't have the internet available. And so that's why I keep this show going on shortwave, is for that day when that's the only way to communicate with people, to get a story out to them. If there's a blackout, or there's a some kind of a fake EMP or something else going on, that's the only way to get information out to the public. And well, the archives are on my webpage.
I support that effort and encourage it. When I got started with Republic Broadcasting 21, 22 years ago, we were still broadcasting on shortwave for a while. We don't do that anymore at Republic Broadcasting, but I can see at some point in the future, if the internet's down so forth, shortwave will be the main way for people to find out news and what's going on interstate, in their country, and in the world, won't it?
That's correct. Yeah, and a lot of times, in a, say, a 9/11 type of event, a planned psyops where things are very controlled all of a sudden, the only way, they're going to control the internet, they're going to control information that gets out there, and so the only real way to get information will be through...
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
Myself repeat every word back to myself. So I'll be quiet while you continue, Jim, and maybe Julie, okay. I can't talk and hear myself repeat every word back to myself.
Okay. So Jim, okay, cut John, the show. I'm not getting that. I'll continue. Yeah, until you get that fixed. Okay, we're talking about LeBron James' son, who had a heart attack during baseball, and then Elon Musk tweets out about the COVID shot, and it's kind of a general statement that is we have to find out if it's common or not common, especially among athletes who are, of course, their hearts are being used a lot when they're in real high stress activity. And the news backlash immediately was to get doctors on there to quote statistics, to say that, no, that isn't true. And you know, they're quoting statistics that clearly are created statistics, because you can lie with statistics. You can create, there's a great book that when I was growing up, it was How to Lie with Statistics, because up to that point, people would use, look it up, How to Lie with Statistics. I forget the author. But it was a mathematician who went in and looked at, because up to that point, people were pretty ignorant, and I'm just talking about general public, were pretty ignorant about the use of statistics, because all of a sudden everybody was quoting statistics, this and that, and whatever. And so this guy tried to set the record straight on how to manipulate using percentage instead of real numbers. Oh, 20% or 2% or whatever of people, you know, commit crimes or whatever it is. And when the statistics were really different, when the study said something different. So people would create studies with intended results, and then these came out of think tanks, or these came out of groups that were paid by, say, certain industries, etc. And so the point is that the medical community came back in a backlash against what Musk said in a tweet and tried to smooth it all over, that all these athletes are dropping dead on the field for having heart attacks, and apparently this guy is still alive. The point is that when high-profile people have issues, then it becomes news. And, of course, the goal is to still promote the narrative that the clot shot is something good for you, that it has no problems, and, you know, the standard story regarding the COVID issue. But anyway, so that's in the news once again. But, John, are you back?
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Thank you. Well, Jim, I know you're a busy guy, but my guest the third hour every Friday now is Marie Lassiter. She's a scientist, published a number of peer-reviewed articles. She's the author of three books. She's the elected coroner of the largest county in the state of Missouri, Texas County. And she had the lowest rate of vaccination of any of the 113 counties in the state of Missouri. It came to the attention of Atlantic Magazine, which is a very left-wing publication. They were going to interview her and make fun of her, and these are barefoot hillbillies. She refused, of course. But she also now has one of the lowest rates of unexplained deaths in the state of Missouri because of the slow rate of vaccination. So we talk about that every Friday, the third hour, Jim.
Hmm. There's so much information that is hidden. I work with a group of doctors and private in the background, that their job now is dealing with people who've gotten the shots and trying to get them to start quelling the S proteins and get their lives back in shape. And oddly enough, one of the big factors is drinking clean water. It's a detoxification process. But if you're drinking the toxic water that comes anyplace in the United States, then you're going to have a very low probability, a low success of getting rid of the S protein. So it's like any other toxin that your body is in toxic overload. It can't manage it. Your immune system isn't built to handle that level of toxicity, and one way to get rid of it is to actually drink a lot of water, but you need clean water. So anyway, that's an interesting aspect of this, because people are really having adverse effects, and so they're not dying, but they're having swollen ankles, swollen arms, swollen wrists, other internal effects. Those are the outward visual effects that you can see, and they have pains in the swelling, and you can see veins breaking in underneath the skin. You can see the veins popping out, etc. And people are having a lot of problems. They're not dying, but it's a different kind of, you might call it death.
I would say, dying yet?
Yeah, not dying yet. And so in the interesting statistic that this medical doctor brought up, trying to quell the tweet of Musk, was that only things happen in the first 6 months. So they only want to look at that window in the first six
right,
months.
Right.
They don't want to talk about what happens after that 6 months, where the people are having serious medical problems, ongoing medical problems. And that's one of the things that the medical community does, is they give people medications that are going to cause them to have long-term problems. And then they know back in, especially kids. That's why kids, by the time they're 16, have something like 69 shots that they have to
72,
take that
list. 72 now. It's up to 72.
Yeah, it's growing. 72 shots. Absolutely absurd to pump this amount of stuff into a perfectly healthy body that for thousands and tens of thousands of years did just fine. And like we were talking about the Amish people, where the kids don't have any shots at all, natural childbirth, excuse me, and they're perfectly healthy and have no chronic diseases. They can eat peanuts you know, and all of the other things going on. You know, it just, but the medical community is a business. They're linked to the pharma business. They're linked to the other, you know, surgical practices, businesses. It's a business based on profit and standards, what they call standards of care. So the standards of care tell the doctors what they can and can't do, and they literally have a table that when a customer, I won't call them patients anymore, when a customer walks into their office, they have a set amount of things that they can do and will do, and they get points because the insurance company is going to give them points based on the reaction that they have to the customer. And then they get paid at the end of the year based on their compliance with that checklist. That's what most doctors get paid. So if they want to make their house payment, if they want to remain good little doctors, they do that. And it's simply a business. And they're all that way. You won't find an independent doctor anymore.
That's a shame. That's a shame, Jim, but that's simply the way it is, isn't it?
Yep. And you will find a few people that are working independently, but they're completely silenced. I will tell you that. They're completely silenced.
Well, one of those doctors, independent doctors, is a friend. He was on my show every week for about a year, Dr. Brent Caudill. And he'll do anything he can to not make a pharmaceutical prescription, for example, alternative methods that are healthy and less expensive. But they're few and far between, aren't they?
Yeah, and what finding is with the getting people cured from the COVID shot, is that very simple mechanisms. The biggest thing, here's the biggest thing that's going on from the clot shot is oxygen is being deprived from the cells. It's not that there's not oxygen in the bloodstream. It's not getting into the cells. And so they got it down to where they really understand what's going on. And then once you understand that, as with any medical procedure, you can understand how to treat it and get the body so that the cells are pulling in oxygen. So in that, and that's what in the very early days of COVID, you had doctors coming out and saying, and remember they were putting everybody on a respirator. And this one doctor said, this isn't the problem. He had dealt with people with high altitude sickness and other forms of oxygen deprivation. And he said, this is what's going on. These are the symptoms. And they shut that guy up. They ruined his career. They destroyed his business. And he was right. He was exactly right on. And then you got Fauci getting Trump to build, you know, turn the auto plants building respirators, which he thought he was doing a good thing. But Fauci knew, he had to know, that that was not the cure, that that was the thing that was going to kill people. You lay them horizontal, their lungs are filling up with fluid, they're choking to death, and you stick them on a respirator until they kill them. That's what was going on.
Tens of thousands of people, men and women, were murdered. It was literally murder. Plus that one drug that was killing about 4 out of 10 people also. It was mass murder is all it was.
Right, and Fauci, when he went in to talk to Trump with Scarf Lady the very first time, they came out and they said, this is what you have to do, is put them on respirators. Fauci knew that that would kill people, and what they wanted was a high count, but you know what? They didn't get it. The people were more resistant to that than what they believed, and so they thought there were going to be millions dead from the COVID leak. And then came the shot and all of that, and then, you know, all the damage from the shot. But they thought that there would be millions dead. That's what they believed, and it didn't happen. The public was much more resistant than what they believed.
Well, they did their studies on Chinese nationals in China, which have a low vitamin D in their system because Asians don't like to be in the sun. And so that's where they based those numbers on, was that.
Oh, okay. You're right. And one of the things was the zinc and vitamin D count to get those up as a form of resistance. And yeah, so anyway, a lot of this data is out now. The real story is out, but it's being completely hidden from the public by the, you know, basically the medical community, which has their marching orders.
Well, I refer to what's going on as the worst crime in recorded human history, the consequences of the COVID clot shot.
Right, and they're going to stick with that story. They have to. They have to because, you know, and there's all kinds of efforts underway internationally, nationally, to bring that under control. But the news media, of course, is complicit with all of that.
Right.
Anyway, it's
medication.
A lot of this is history.
I was trying to remember that. It's remdesivir. I believe it kills 4 out of 10 people that take it. It's incredibly poisonous.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's what they were prescribing. And so, but they knew that. See, they knew all of that going into this.
They did. They did. And when you do something with intent, with criminal intent is what that would be. When you do something with knowledge it's going to hurt and kill people, that's criminal intent. And that's exactly what was going on. It's still going on, isn't it?
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. But they have to maintain that narrative. Let's see what else we have here. I talked about this last week, that there's, I was talking about a new archaeological site in Mexico that is opening
right.
up.
Right.
It turns out that the president of Mexico this last week visited, dedicated, opened up 3 other new sites.
Really?
And so these are very interesting, yeah. And a lot of, when I was young, I went to a place called Tulum. And it's one of the big tourist areas now. It's I really don't even like to think about going to these places because the tourism is just insane. But they're opening up a new Tulum type on the coast, on the coastline, down farther south, and it's a much bigger city. It had been closed because they were still doing archaeological research. But there again, when you listen to the archaeological story, none of these stories make any sense about the Maya. The Maya go back thousands of years and were very successful. There was still a remnant there when the Spanish arrived, and they pretty much killed off all the rest of them. But they were still very active when the Spanish arrived. The Spanish killed far more people than they're given credit for and did far more destruction. In Cusco, it is said that only 20% of the Inca ruins remain in the Cusco area in Peru because the Spanish took all of the stonework and built churches and other buildings. And so right now in Peru, there's thousands and thousands of cities out there that are guarded and the public can't go to. You know, Machu Picchu is the big one where everybody goes to. But there are thousands more that are guarded and they don't let the public in for very good reason.
Amazing.
That just gives you an idea of the extent of the populations that were in the Western Hemisphere when Columbus tippy-toed on shore for the first time.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Did you happen to see the film Apocalypto by any chance?
Apocalypto. I'm trying to think. What was the, I don't think so.
It's kind of a docudrama about the first white man arriving in South America. I don't know how accurate it is in terms of historical accurateness, but it's quite a film, to say the least. Quite a film. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Are Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, that apocalyptic film was put together by Mel Gibson, who always does a good job.
I saw that, John. Okay. I saw that movie. The name didn't ring a bell, but I looked it up on the break, and yes, that was a tremendous movie. I would recommend it to anybody interested in the Maya. And, that was an amazing
one thing. I think it's historically accurate. When the Indians first looked out to the ocean where the European sail ships were, they couldn't see them. And finally, they saw the disruption in the water from the ship and were able to see it. But I thought that was somewhat revealing. You're probably already aware of that, weren't you, Jim?
That they couldn't see the Spanish ship.
They initially couldn't see the Spanish ships. And they finally saw the disruption in the water and were able to recognize that there was actually a ship there.
Oh, I didn't understand that. No.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I saw the movie.
Yeah. If you watch the film again, you'll see that was part of the film. Well, Jim, what final thoughts do you have here? Got about 2 minutes here.
Well, John, the sale that was on is ended. And it was a huge discount on the MR5 Best Deal package. And I just haven't had time to go take that sale information down and bring up the old prices. So if people go to the webpage, the jmccwaterfilters.com, And use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, to get another 5% off. So John gets his credit for that. And then, but that sale is going to be there another, probably another day before I get a chance. So if you want to get in on that, now is the time, because it was the warehouse moving sale. That has ended. We met our goal. So prices are going to go back up by about $1,000 to give you an idea of the savings. So go there right now. There's jmccwaterfilters.com. The MR5, go to that subpage. Or you can also just go to this page, mymr5.com, and it takes you right to that sales page. And so and those prices will never, ever come back, I guarantee you. This was a one-time thing because we're moving the warehouse. So at any rate, encourage people to take part in that, and so you can get clean water in your house. And, John, this is just an epidemic of bad water in the United States. Really something that everybody needs. It's just incredible.
Well, in these days, absolutely. The foundation of all health is clean air and clean water and clean food. And the clean water is not optional, is it, Jim?
Right. No, it's absolutely mandatory. So this is a chance for people to get a whole house water filter at just a remarkably good price. And I'll leave the sale up until, like, say, tomorrow midnight. And that'll be it. Then the prices go back up. So if you missed it, shame on you. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to Professional Mechanics Water Filters, and take advantage of the sale. Jim, thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We're back with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.